believe, if I get this order right. Then we had hashtag hearing God. We had a hashtag suddenly. You might want to write some of these down, and they'll bless you. So this past one, hashtag Wonderbread, and before that, hashtag Blame Game. A lot of good stuff right there. Listen to Station ID. We'll be right back. All right. We are back here with Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We're talking about our new ministry, Facebook Live on Wednesday nights. Usually airs at 7:30. But you can have it. You can listen anytime because, of course, once it's on Facebook, it's there on my posts, Marcia McAllister posts, or the hashtags that we just mentioned. And I just really encourage you to go and also to share the post because that's why there's hundreds of people watching them. I got a text today. It was really cool this morning from a realtor friend of mine. And she said, I am listening faithfully to your Facebook Live posts every week. And it's, she said, thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to use you in this way because it is helping me in my life on a weekly basis. And boy, that's good to hear when we hear that it's happening, it's helping people, you know. Angel, do you want to comment any more on that? I just love doing those Facebook Live posts. They're just fun, but especially when it all works well. All right.
Yes, when technology is being very cooperative, it helps. But yeah. No, I think they have just really been amazing. I like that they just, like I said, it's kind of the bow. When you get to sit in Bible study, you get to hear the deeper, you know, we go in depth with it. But this is kind of just a nice way to summarize what we've just talked about and learned about and make it, how do we use it today?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just, oh, yay, this happened, you know, thousands of years ago, and this is what God did, but this is what he's doing.
Right, it's what he's doing. And that's the whole point, is to encourage every one of us and everybody out there in Facebook land that God is present, working in our lives. And I told you, Angel, I wanted you to address that. The present nature of God. Would you talk about that a minute before I go to Nan for a comment on that?
Well, and I think that's something we kind of, sometimes we miss, you know, that these are, you know, we read scripture and we learn, you know, God did all this amazing stuff and, you know, resurrections and lives intervene and miracles after miracles. And we see it in the past tense. And yeah, that's great. God did all that and he can do all that. But sometimes we don't realize he's still doing that.
Yes.
You know, God is, it's kind of like, that's what was in it.
You know? And, amen.
It is, and I think we sometimes miss that. We look at it as, okay, well, I do believe in God, and I believe all those things are true, but I don't know that I believe it still can happen to me today.
Yes.
And it can, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
It doesn't change, and it's just the continuation. You know, it's not being chronicled in scriptures and Bibles that we're living today, but it's still living and breathing and active. That word is still living and breathing and active, and it's a tool for us to know who God is and his character and what he can do so that I can trust and believe.
Yes, that. Yes, 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 yes. And I didn't refer to this on the Wednesday night post, but since then, this phrase that is in Deuteronomy in the Message Bible, it says that we need a steady stream of God's word in our lives, a steady stream. And, you know, talk to me about that, Nan, because it's so many people, they'll listen maybe or get in their Bible once every year or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Or once every 6 months. We need a steady stream of God's word. That's what it says in the Message Bible. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the word of God is bread.
It's
us.
Bread. Yes, it is. It's nourishment.
There's not very many of us who miss very many meals. I don't. And just as we need a steady flow of that substance to keep our bodies going.
Right.
Even more so do we need a steady stream of the word of God, of praying, of spending time with God in our lives, in our spiritual lives. And that also has positive effects on our physical well-being.
Right.
And one thing I want to say, we've talked about it on the show before, but writing a journal. Keep a journal.
Yes.
Of, you know,
yes.
When
so
God
important.
Does miracles for you, when God moves in situations in your lives, journal your prayer to God, journal things, then as he moves, journal that too. And that way,
amen,
you know, right now we can take the word of God and we can go through it and we can find all these miracles that were done in the word of God, But when you can then pick up your own journal, like, you know, I picked up a journal and was reading through it. I'm like, ooh, I had kind of forgotten about that.
Yes.
You know, the things that we can reflect back on, not only in the Word of God, but in our own journal of how He moved in a situation.
Amen.
And helped us, gave us guidance, gave us comfort, gave us direction, you know, moved in the situation, gave us peace, and we went on about our way just feeling very, very fulfilled, if you will, from that. But
right. That's a great point. Angel, would you comment on all that?
Well, you know, I love what Nan just said, and I do love the fact that, you know, God knows how
yes.
finite we are and how human we are, and that He gives us real life things that we can understand in our
right.
everyday life
right.
to display who He is and His, you know, the spiritual concepts. Because when you think about it, yeah, bread is life, bread is food. I have to eat. My body craves food more times a day than it probably should. But we're not going without those meals. You're not going to go a week with, you're not going to forget to just eat. But we do. We go a week or months or whatever, and we're not in the Word of God. And
exactly.
We're not preaching out and praying, and this is the bread. This is what sustains our life.
Amen. This is what gives us strength. Listen to this song, Everlasting God. It's what gives us strength. Amen. Love it. Be encouraged with this song.
Strength for us, we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Strength for us, we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Our God, You reign forever.
Amen. Woo! Strength arises as I wait upon the Lord. And that's what we need to be doing every day. Let's take time in His presence. Nan's got a poem. Boy, God's given you a lot today.
He sure is.
Go ahead.
It's entitled, I'm Your Everlasting God. Your strength comes from me. Can that you begin to see? Do you desire for me to work miracles? I am the everlasting God, and I am in control. I will bless you in so many ways. You will gain strength and have new days. I reign forever. Are you beginning to see? Miracles I will do. Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe?
Whoa, wow. That's for all of us. That's not just
right.
Back in the day that Jesus walked this earth, but he's still doing miracles today. Today we're focusing on this huge miracle. That's a great word. Thank you. Go ahead, Nan.
Well, I also want to piggyback on that and say,
go ahead.
You know, we can stir up within ourselves
yes.
as we hear things, as
yes.
we read the word, as we go to church, as we spend time with the Lord. And the way this poem started going, it seems as if, you know, it's like he's asking the question, do you believe?
Right.
And, you know, there's been people who've been listening just this second hour, but there's people who've been listening the first hour, too.
Right.
And going through the teaching and the discussion and the songs that were going on then, too. It's like, okay, it's like he's bringing them to a point. Okay. You're hearing.
Right.
You're receiving. You're hearing the word. You're hearing the word. Are you receiving it inside? Are you getting it in?
Good
Are you getting
point.
It in? Are you getting it inside
yes.
yourself? Do you believe?
Do you believe?
Do you believe? I mean, do you believe?
Oh, that's good. That's good. That'll preach. Do you believe? And that, let me tell you, I do. And this show right now already, if we just stopped right now, has been a huge blessing to me and an uplift. Strength arises. We're waiting on the Lord. Angel, talk to us.
Well, you know, I really love how Nan put that because I think sometimes we believe in concepts,
right.
but we don't believe in practice.
Ooh, that's good. Concept, but not practice, okay?
Yeah, we believe God can. We believe God has.
Yes.
We believe God will.
Right. And will he do it for me? That's where the rub is a lot of times.
A lot of us are walking away. I think there's a lot of people walking around because if you believe he will, then there's no reason to walk around so defeated. And
right.
So, you know, beat down because God will. But
yes.
when we don't really, we profess God has and we profess God can, but we're not fully believing he will. And we're feeling overwhelmed. We're feeling defeated. We're feeling beat down. We're feeling, you know, buried under the ground. And we're walking around that way. And, you know, we shouldn't be.
We shouldn't be because that's what the word does. It reminds us of his greatness and his power and that he does intervene in our practical things like this, feeding 20 or 25,000 people because they were hungry. Go ahead, Nan.
Well, that's an awful large number. So I was just thinking, let's bring it down way down. Let's just try to envision our families.
Right.
And all of our siblings, our uncles, our aunts.
Sure.
Our cousins, the grandparents. The people who are godparents in our lives, get all them together and say you get and branch out, get a lot. Say 200 people.
Right.
Just 200. 200 people is a lot of people to feed.
Right.
I mean, you know, in this, I mean, you know, yeah. all the cooking, all the preparation, everything had for 200, let alone 25,000.
Right. And this is so much like Jesus to see an impossible situation. That's why I played that song earlier. He can do impossible things, you know, because this seems to be an impossible situation right here to feed. How is he going to find food? And Andrew pipes up in one of his disciples, verse eight. Andrew pipes up and says, well, I found a little boy here who has two fish and five little loaves of bread. Well, for the skeptic, they would say, what is that going to do to feed 25,000? But what has not been stated is that God, the God of provision, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, has already seen ahead and made provision for our need. And probably this boy's mother said, here, where I know you're going over there to see Jesus. Here, take lunch. And two fish, five loaves, seven items, which is God's number, by the way, are nothing compared to feeding 25,000. Talk to us, Angel. Woo, but God had a plan.
You know, he did. And I think, yeah, and looking at through our carnal view, it looks impossible. It looks overwhelming. Like, hello. It's almost, I think, maybe even under, you know how when a kid comes to you and they like, oh, they have this big plan, this grandiose idea, and as an adult, we're looking at it like, yeah, that's not reality, you know?
Right.
And I think that was kind of the perspective that was coming out. Like, yeah, that's not reality, because they were looking at it only through flesh and blood. They were looking
right.
at it only through carnal. They didn't even conceive the notion that God would intervene on a matter of maybe not super spiritual importance to them in that moment.
Just a practical thing, which speaks yeah. to the fact that God does see our practical needs and he does want to meet those. Talk to us about that, Nan. And so often we feel like the only way we're going to be blessed is by working harder and stressing more and worrying more, et cetera. Go ahead, Nan.
Sometimes some people just like to go off in that direction because maybe they're skeptical. They don't believe that
right.
he can do this for me. And so they go off this path of being skeptical. And that just increases the doubt within their lives when
right.
they do that. You know, we need to have faith. That's what this is about. We need to have faith. We need to trust God. And he will
yes.
multiply those
yes.
things in our lives that need to be multiplied. He did it with, if he did it with two fish and five loaves of bread, he can do it with what's in our lives, you know? And he can multiply, and he can bring the things into our life that need to be in our life. He will speak those things into our life.
I so agree. I made this point on the Facebook Live post, the hashtag Wonder Bread, the other night, that in verse 10, we see that he says to the people, sit down and relax. And it just happened to be, of course it didn't just happen, that there was a big grassy area. A lot of Israel was very stony. And so it's even noted here in verse 10 of John 6 that there was a nice carpet of green grass in this place. That was not real common. And yeah, there was hillsides, but it's amazing that Jesus went to the place where he already, my point is, he already knew in advance that he was going to have a multiplication meal that day. He already knew. He set the people down, told them to relax, because he knew what God the Father had shown him he was going to do about this need. Talk to us, Angel, about that, because it applies to us today.
It absolutely applies to us today.
Yes.
And I think we miss that sometimes.
Right.
I think we miss it a lot of times, actually. But, you know, you're right. He knew what he was sent to do. It was his purpose. I mean, Jesus knew his purpose from the moment.
Absolutely.
He knew his purpose.
Right.
And he walked in that purpose.
Yes.
And the people were against him, and they were naysaying him. It didn't change what Jesus did. When people were praising him as they were on Palm Sunday, it still did not change what Jesus did.
Right.
He was the same, which I think is totally amazing, first of all. But I think it's profound in other ways, because when you know your purpose, and when you know your spiritual purpose, and where you know where God has you, what's happening around you
yes.
is part of that purpose, and it doesn't change it. And when we have that faith and that confidence that this is God's purpose for me, and this door may be shutting, as they did many doors shut for Jesus, and then this one looks like it's going wide open just through,
right.
and a week later to be, you know, on a cross, you know, and if you ride what's happening on the outside, it's going to drive you crazy.
Right.
I mean, it takes you up and down, but we can be consistent when we know his purpose and his plan for us, and we're seeking that and living in that.
Amen. And it goes right along with that song we did earlier, He's a Good, Good Father. When we realize that even though it appears that all these people are going to be starving there, listening to a sermon or a teaching, 25,000 people, Jesus already knows what he's going to do, and he tells them to sit down and rest while he does what he does. Nan, talk to us about that, because, well, that'll preach, you know, rest in his goodness. Rest, rest.
Well, I can think of a personal example.
I need to hear
right
this
now.
Myself right now.
go ahead. A personal example is happening in my life right now. We just found out Friday my principal is retiring.
Right.
And there's speculation, as is always, of who's going to get that position. And I try to stay out of that kind of stuff because it's nothing but gossip. And no one really knows what they're doing until they do it, and then we know. And I'm like, you know, so I started getting a little bit stressed over it because it's like, okay, depending on if they move this one person in there, well, I'm not sure how that's going to work with her and I. But then if they move someone from the outside, well, just who knows? And I started getting all, you know, just worked up about it.
Yes.
And the Lord clearly spoke to me, and he said three things. He said, you will be fine. This is part of my plan for your life. And embrace the change.
And there you go.
And I'm like, embrace the change. You got to be getting embrace the change. I don't want to embrace the change, Father. But yet embracing it is like, God is going to move in the situation, even in my life, that it's all going to be okay. It's all going to be okay.
Dr. Angel, you got to comment on all that, don't you?
Well, you know, and that's just it. That's applicable. That's bringing it into our everyday.
Right.
You know, and then something that, you know, that's where we live. It's right there. That's bringing us in where we live. Yep, we do need a rest. We are not God.
Right.
We have to trust him. We have to trust his perfect will and his perfect plan and seek him. But, you know, every time we try to put our little hands and kind of create it to be the way we think, we're kind of taking the God role in our life. And
that's
we
right.
can't do that.
No, I totally agree.
It is sitting back, resting, doing our parts that we need to do, and seeking him and trusting
right.
him that
yes.
he's got this, and I'm gonna trust him.
Amen. Yeah, so often we get caught up in all those human things of anxiety and fear and anticipation of the worst. And you know, I didn't mention this at the top of the hour, but I call you Dr. Angel because you are a doctor, PhD, licensed mental health counselor. You and I do a Thursday night show every week on this radio station, tantalknetwork.com. It's all about counseling. I want you to give a little plug right here because we try our best to give good, practical, sound information and advice and that kind of thing, don't we, on our Thursday night Go Yard show? 6 o'clock.
Well, we do. And, you know, and Go Yard is really, it means hitting the home runs in life. You know, it's not just existing. It's living life and living it well.
Yes.
And part of that is, you know, ties right into what we're talking about is, you know, knowing God's purpose and plans for our life, learning, you know, giving us those tools to get through the everyday because we are humans and we do have feelings and we do have emotions and we do feel a lot of feelings along the gamut. And to help us calm our anxieties or, you know, help us get out of some of those depressive or defeated frames of mind and how to, you know, communicate and have better relationships and just live life well.
Live life well. That's what it's all about. Join us on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on TantalkNetwork.com. And that's for our Go Yard show, Dr. Angel and I, and it's life counseling. And it goes right along here because you see these people, Jesus says, rest. Sit down, rest, while he worked his plan. And as he worked his plan, he raises his eyes to heaven and says, thank you, Father. Thanks for the plan, and thanks for what you're about to do. And when we live in that kind of an attitude, even though we haven't seen the plan yet, when we anticipate that he's a good, good father and he's going to do what's best for us, we can sit down and rest. Talk to us, Nan.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
You know, we have to sometimes just push past, not sometimes, oftentimes have to push past the human thinking.
Right.
We have finite thinking.
Right.
Compared to, obviously, God's thinking. He's
right.
so powerful and he's so all-knowing. And, you know, we need to, just as these people sat back on the nice grassy area.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm envisioning this beautiful, just nice, beautiful green grassy
it
area.
It says it was like a carpet of grass.
You know,
AstroTurf, but it was really not AstroTurf. It was the real thing.
The
you
real
know?
Thing. And just sit back and just relax and just enjoy as Christ fed them. So can we in our spiritual life sit down on a little grassy area somewhere, figuratively speaking, and let him feed us. And he feeds us through his word. He feeds
Amen.
Us through our prayer time. And we can be fed spiritually just as they were fed physically.
Perfectly moves us right into this song, Yes and Amen, by Chris Tomlin, of course. It's a Chris Tomlin day. Love this song. Let it encourage you. All the promises are yes and amen. Those are for you.
Is your faithfulness? I will rest in your promises. My confidence is your faithfulness, and I will.
Amen. Oh my. one of my new favorite songs, Yes and Amen by Chris Tomlin. Love it, Nan. What did God give you right there? Do you like that song, Nan?
I like that song. I've never heard that song.
Yeah.
That was a good song.
It's a long one, but it's a great one.
It's
Go
a
ahead.
Good song. It's, the poem's entitled, You Are Faithful. Father, I look to you right now. I'm believing that you have the power to give me miracles in my life, and you will help me through my strife. I've heard your word on this day. I praise your name and do pray. I'm asking you for your blessings of your fulfillment. I will sing. I will share with those around me so that they too can see. They can see you have blessings for them, and upon you they can depend. You know, that's when the Lord does things
true.
In our lives,
yeah.
we need, you know, it's like in the word, it talks about light the candle. You lift that candle high to illuminate larger area of the room. And that's the way that we need to be doing with our spiritual life.
Right.
Is as God does these things in our lives, share it with people. It increases their faith. It gives glory to God. It increases your faith. And when you share, it increases their faith.
Oh, absolutely. And just reading this story increases my faith as we study this, that God is going to supply our needs, right? Talk to us, Angel. And that was good. Thank you, Nan. Whoa.
You know, I absolutely agree. But, you know, I was thinking as I was sitting there listening to the song that if we just put playlists together of these true songs, of these uplifting songs, and we're feeding this into our spirit, it's going to
yes.
increase our faith to be able to trust that God can and is doing for us.
Amen.
And, you know, kind of help us overcome some of those self-defeating thoughts or negative beliefs that kind of strip our minds sometimes and get
yes.
us discouraged. And, you know, just feeding this truth, you know, and I know a lot of people have very busy, hectic lives, but, you know, you can put the Bible on audio and listen to it on the way to work
right.
And hear that truth. You can put playlists together and listen to that truth, and you're feeding your spirit while you're doing it.
Amen. And, you know, what we're talking about here today, you're exactly right, both of you, in John 6, is that Jesus says, I am the bread of life. And Nan, you made this point. He is our nourishment. And the reason we used hashtag Wonder Bread on our Facebook post on Wednesday night is because I kept hearing this all weekend. I was out of town last weekend, and I kept hearing Wonder Bread. And so I looked it up and Googled it, of course. And I'm old enough to remember the days of Wonder Bread commercials years ago where they said it builds your body 12 ways and vitamins and minerals. But I pointed this out on Facebook. The first ad campaign they used back in 1932, 1935 was you get taller in 7 days. And so that was kind of weird. And then they went to, though, it builds your body 12 ways with vitamins and minerals. And I point that out because this multiplication of food in John chapter 6, it says the people ate all they wanted in verse 11 and verse 12 of John 6. When the people had eaten their fill, they didn't have just a tiny little meal. They could all eat as much as they want because God provided for their individual needs. Maybe some little kids just ate a couple bites of a fish and a little bit of bread, but some people may have eaten a whole bunch of food because it says right here, they ate to their fill. And then Jesus said, gather the leftovers so nothing is wasted. They went to work and filled 12 large baskets with leftovers from these 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. That is crazy. That is amazing. 12 is the number of God's government in our lives in the Word of God. And when we allow God to do his thing in our lives and we submit to his government in our individual situation, there's going to be ample provision. And there's going to be leftovers that's going to have residual effect applying to other people. And they're going to see your praise report, hear your miracle, and it's going to bless them. Talk, Nan, and then we'll go to Angel about all that. Residual effect.
I just go back to the thing, it's important to share.
It is.
It's so important to share, you know. And And it'd be positive and upbeat when you can when you share, you can be positive and upbeat. And people
right.
like to be around people who are positive and upbeat.
Right.
So if you're serving the Lord, you're trusting Him for blessings, you're trusting Him for miracles, you're bringing a petition before the Lord, this is what He knows what you need. He's
right.
supposed to hear you ask what you need.
Right.
You know, and we ask Him, and then he fulfills it. We need to, like, just share it with everybody in our lives. Because
right.
it's just, I mean, how blessed I feel when I am there on Wednesday nights and hear people talking about what God has done in their lives.
Oh, my.
Or on our prayer line that people send in prayer
yes.
requests to.
Yes,
they also, many times, will send back praise reports.
Right.
And
isn't
to read
that a
those
blessing?
Praise, it's so cool. So we need to share. You know, we need to share. And, oh, just as those, sorry, I just thought something. Just like those two fish and five loaves multiplied.
Right.
So does what we speak multiply.
Yes.
Because we're speaking into people's lives. We're saying,
exactly.
hey, look, God did this for me.
Yes.
He's going to do that for you. He's going to
yes.
help you through that situation. He's going to give you a miracle in that situation. And it spreads.
It spreads. And when we ask on Facebook Live that you share the post, that's the reason behind that. We want the post to get out to your contacts and everywhere. Talk to us, Angel, the multiplication factor here.
Well, I think that's big. I think, you know, testimonies, whether positive or negative, are contagious. I mean, let social media just be the guide, you know. It goes viral, you know, using lingo. And it's so easy for the negative to go viral. You know, people, I think we almost feed off of that. That's a positive. Wow, you know, God just did this for me. Like, that's huge because that's here and now. It's in the present. It's not thousands of years ago. And it increases our faith. It increases the people's faith around us who are watching God intervene
yes.
in our life.
Yes.
You know, and one of my favorite verses in Revelations, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony.
Amen.
And it's life.
It is. It's life. And God wants us to really get involved with the Word of God to such an extent that we are not just reading it, but meditating on it. He talks about that a lot all through the Word, especially in Joshua chapter 1 about meditating on the Word, in Psalm chapter 1. There's so many times that God talks about the importance of meditation, which in the original Hebrew, that word meant like a cow chews his cud, you know, where a cow will chew and digest, and this is gross, but they do it, and then they kind of regurgitate it up, and they do it again, you know, the meditation is like chewing it over and over again. Talk to me about that, Nan, how important it is to go over these concepts over until they just really stick, and then time happens, and then we need to go over them again, because we forget stuff.
Well, that's true. What I was thinking, you know, I mean, how many times have we read something and the Lord led us into a certain concept or in that particular area that we read? And then some other time we read that same area again and He shows us another concept in that area, you know, and we continue to learn as, you know, He just keeps doing that. And there's like three main, all of us talk about, you know, your favorite, one of your favorite verses, one of Pastor Jim's favorite verses. But I have three favorite verses.
Ah, okay.
Three, specific in the Word. And I mean, I like a lot, and there's a lot that I like, but there's three very specific areas of scripture, verses that are my favorites. I have three top favorites. And
are you going to share at least one with us?
Well, sure.
She's just going to keep us in suspense.
One of them is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Oh, yeah. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths.
Exactly. And that's one that I use actually for kind of a ministry thing.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And I have some little letterhead printed up, and sometimes I write out little things to the people at Beacon, and that's at the bottom because that's a real staple for me.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I didn't mean to get off on that. I'm sorry. We were talking about the Word. I keep these scriptures before me on a regular basis and on a regular basis. And it's like I keep reminding myself of those scriptures. I have one ring that actually has half the scripture on it. That's why I wear the ring. It's there, you know.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
To
reminder.
Get it in your spirit.
Right. Gotta get there.
Get it in your spirit, and then, you know, and it just. is so uplifting and encouraging.
Yes.
When we're going through difficult times, to relate back, rely back, read back on those scriptures that you have that are just so special to you. Read
yes.
back, read back, read, just like the cow chewing its cud. Read
Amen.
Back over that. And God would just do so many mighty things
and
in your life by doing that.
You know, and listening to shows like this, we have, we hit the 500 show mark last fall. So we have close to 500 on our website shows. I mean, that's an excellent way to go back and learn the word and hear great music while you're doing it. www.bohmglobal.com. And Angel, talk about what Nan's talking about here, will you?
I love it. It's so true. And I know for me, when I was going through really difficult times, and every time I go through difficult seasons, I like to get index cards. And as I read, I find
yes.
those scriptures that just speak to those situations. And, you know, I was hanging them on stickies and putting them on my bathroom mirror or on
yes.
my refrigerator, places I'm going to look at this
yes.
like every day, because I need to get it. I need to get it inside. I need it to change my thoughts. I need it to change my attitudes. I need it to build my faith. And that's the only way that it's going to get there, is if we intentionally and purposefully,
right.
you know, put it there.
Well,
and it's something that isn't one time. You're right. It's over and over and over.
Over and over again. You know, that's really a good point you made. And you're both making that point. So I'm going to Psalm 1 real quick here. And it says this in, I love these words of David. Actually, I want to read it in the NIV, Psalm 1 in the NIV, because that's kind of the way I memorized it a long time ago, so the message doesn't sound the same to me in that one. Psalm 1, blessed is the man or woman or person who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. In other words, be careful with who you hang out with, okay? But verse 2, but his delight... Your delight, my delight, should be the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, whose leaf does not wither, and whatever he does prospers. Boy, isn't that good? When we are meditating on the word, Psalm 1 reminds us of that. Get the word down on the inside of you. The word is Jesus, the bread of life. And Jesus is saying, you need this nourishment. Jesus gave a word picture, or he actually gave a practical picture by feeding bread to thousands of people when there was no bread to be found, because God multiplied it. How much more should we take a verse of scripture and let it multiply on the inside of us? Talk to me, Nan, before I do this next song.
Well, I agreed with Angel in what she said. I was kind of thinking the same thing. You know, you take that scripture, put it on a post-it. I used to have, it kind of goes along with this line. My son, when he was a little guy, I took Velcro and I Velcroed index cards on that part of the dash in front of him
yeah.
with messages to him, you know, as he was old enough to be able to read those messages.
Right.
And they were reminders of him, of how much I loved him.
Oh,
you know, how cute, right? But that's the same way that we need to do
yes.
with God.
Yes.
Because his word of God, his word is his love letter to us.
Yes.
And there's so much encouraging things in there that we need at various times. We need certain parts of it.
Right.
And we need to put it in front of us, put it there so that we can see it and meditate upon it on a regular basis. You know?
Yes, we've got to put it in front of us. Angel, respond to that before we do this song by Chris Tomlin, of course.
Well, you know, and that's just part of, you know, that purposeful, you know, and being intentional about it. You know, it's not going to just happen. Osmosis is not going to get it there. And we got to want it, and we have to do it. And then making it a part of a daily habit that we have at some level, if it's something as passive as putting it on mirrors so it's in front of us, or having it somewhere where we'll look every day so that it does get into the fiber of our
being. Amen. Let this wonderful song get into the fiber of your being and remind you of his amazing grace. My chains are gone. Love it. Good way to end this show. We're not quite to the end, but almost. Let this song minister to you.
A amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion me as long as life endures. My chains are dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. Will be
amen
forever.
He wants you to belong to Him.
You are forever mine.
And He wants to belong to you.
A poem He just inspired us, I'll receive from you. I come to you with a broken heart. I desire to have a brand new start. I will believe the miracles you have for me. Of these gifts I receive, of them I will believe. Thank you. I will praise your name. I know I'm delivered and will not remain the same. Thank you.
Whoa. Praise God. That's from a perspective of a person listening, right?
Right. Yes, ma'am.
That they are taking what we've been talking about today and putting it in their life. You know, it's just, that's what it's all about. Life is about a journey, and it's about learning to live well and to live blessed. And, you know, that's what God wants for you. And He wants you to really appropriate His amazing grace and let your chains fall off. And that happens as you get in the Word, as you find that Jesus is the bread of life and that he has nourishment for your mind and your body and your emotions. And, oh, he has so much in store for each of us. That's what he wants for you. I want to pray for you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask you to just absolutely minister your grace, your amazing grace to every listener this day, whether they listen live or later on in some other time or some other country or wherever they might be. Lord, you are no respecter of persons. You love us all the same. You came to this earth in the form of your son, Jesus, to die on a cross for us. And we are going to celebrate that resurrection from the dead next Sunday. And we are going to celebrate your amazing grace and your amazing plan for each of us. Lord, if there be any out there that do not know you as our personal Savior, let them receive you this day by an act of their will. Let them say, Lord Jesus, I want you to come and live on the inside of me and forgive me for all my sins. Forgive me for everything I've done that was not pleasing to you. If that's your attitude, dear one, just do that right now. Tell him, Lord, I need you. I want you to come and live on the inside of me and forgive me for everything I've said or done that was not pleasing to you. And then declare that Jesus is the Son of God and that God caused Jesus to raise from the dead, which we're going to talk about next Sunday. He is the risen Lord. And accept him as your Lord and Savior, and let this be the day, the moment, the hour that you walk in victory like never before. Lord, we ask your blessing on every listener forever. How long this program is out there, Lord, that people that are listening to this program will understand how much you love them and that they will in turn begin to really love you with their whole heart. Lord, we thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Talk to us, Angel. You there? Angel, we got you on mute again.
Sorry. I keep forgetting.
She and her mute button, yeah.
I am, so you don't hear the background noise. You know, but it is. We just have to get it into the fiber of our being. We have to get his word into our every day, into the here and now. And however it works for us to get it that way, if it's listening to the radio shows, if it's making, you know, praise and worship playlists that are getting those concepts into us, if it's, you know, putting our Bibles on audio and hearing it in the car while we're doing other things, it is getting into the fiber. Or if it's making note cards and Bible scriptures to remind us who he is and who we are and where what his plans are for us, it is living it here and now.
Boy, I'm so glad you and Nan both have brought up the practical things that people need to do to get the word down on the inside of them. Do you want to piggyback on that, Nan? Because this is great. You two have really, really driven that point home today, and I appreciate that so much.
Well, it's just important to do that. I was, as Angel was speaking, I was thinking some people may not have this option, but what I can do is I can put on Christian music and play it low. I'm in an office, my own office, so I don't disturb anybody with my music. I don't have it real loud, so it doesn't disrupt any activity that comes through my desk and my outdoor and people working with me or whatever. But I mean, I can listen to praise and worship there.
Yeah.
Go on Pandora. Create your little radio, you know.
It's great.
Praise and worship. I have one like that. I have others out there too, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, like Angel said, anything that you can do to get that word in you, listening to these stations, listening to the Thursday night Go Yard show, looking at the Facebook posts that you put out there every Wednesday, those are all ways of getting the word of God into you.
Yes.
You know, and
yes.
Some people might say, well, you know, I have this and this and this, and I have so much to do. But you can use that car time. I know Angel has done this. I know the drive time.
Sure.
Listen to things, you know. After you drop the kids off at school, you can listen to things on the way into your office and praise the Lord and just enter into your office in an attitude of praise, you know, for that day and for that moment, for that time in life.
That is really a good suggestion. Angel, you want to piggyback on that? I'm piggyback. I've used that word twice now.
You are piggybacking off the piggyback, right?
I am. Piggyback off the piggyback, will you?
Well, it is, you know, I love that because it starts your whole day. It starts your day in the right framework. It starts your day in the right attitude. It starts your day in, you know, a healthy place to be spiritually and emotionally. Instead of coming into the day, you know, the stressors were the day before, or feeling discouraged and downtrodden, just having that uplifting all the way to work, all the way to where you have to go, where you have to be. it definitely will change. I mean, I'm challenging our listeners. Do it yes. for a week. It will change your day.
It will.
Absolutely.
And in turn, your life, you know, because as we become more centered on the Word of God, as we become more familiar with His promises, I love that song we played earlier, His promises are yes and amen. And when we realize that He has a lot of promises in store for our lives to cause us to be exactly who He has ordained us to be. Final thought, Nan, and then Angel, and then we'll get out of here in just a minute here. Go ahead.
Well, to piggyback off of Angel.
Oh, well, we're piggybacking a
piggyback,
lot.
Piggyback.
All right.
I just encourage the people to do the things that have been suggested here
yes,
to do.
And
yes. Try to start your day. If you start your day with that,
right.
It sets the tone for going and dealing with the stress you're having to deal with.
Exactly.
Or going and dealing with that difficult employee that you have to deal with. Just to refocus about what is most important in life.
Yes.
What is most important in life is our spiritual lives.
You're right. Exactly. Thank you, Nan. And Angel, you want to give us a final comment?
Yeah, just final thoughts is we have to be purposeful and we have to
yes.
be intentional.
Yes.
And that's the only way we are going to grow spiritually and we're going to, you know, get to that place we want to be where our faith is increasing and growing. And it's something we're going to have to just do. We're going to have to want it bad enough to make the time and make a plan. And, you know, usually when you make a plan, we're a little more successful than going, oh, they have a lot of really great things they said today. But, and you have to say, okay, there's a lot of really great things and I'm really busy, but I'm going to try this.
Yes.
Or I'm going to plan for this. And
purposeful.
You have to be purposeful.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Angel Falzoni. And I'll see you, I'll see you Wednesday, but then Thursday night on the air for Go Yard at 6 p.m. right here on this station. Thank you very much. And to all of you, we are grateful for the listeners that we have. We ask you to check out our website, bohmglobal.com. Ask you to remember the prayer line. Go ahead and send your prayer requests anytime, 24/7, 365, to prayers@bohmglobal.com. We will respond. One of our radio team will respond and write a prayer. Send us your praise reports, again, at prayers@bohmglobal.com. So it's been a great show. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. It's good to be back here in the saddle. I missed being here last week, and I was off in Texas, which was a lot of fun with my family. So anyway, God bless every one of you. Remember, there's no distance between you and God. God loves you so much. He's always there. Praise God. Talk to Him. He wants to bless your life in a very special way. This has been Nan and Angel and me, Pastor Marcia, bringing you the words of life from Living the Good Life today from Beacon of Hope Ministries. God bless you. We will see you next week, same time, same channel, 3 p.m., Living the Good Life, every Sunday afternoon. God bless you.